Well, the tiny nation of East Timor has long been in the sights of Australia, originally for its strategic importance during wartime, and later when vast amounts of oil were discovered in the waters between it and Australia. Later this year, some secrets about the Australian government's oil dealings may be revealed when lawyer and former ACT Attorney General Bernard Collaery faces conspiracy charges. They relate to Australia's alleged bugging of the East Timorese government during oil negotiations. As he waits for his day in court, Collaery has produced a book, Oil Under Troubled Waters, detailing much more about Australia's oil dealings with East Timor. He explained to me how it all began in the 60s when the surveys of Timor Gap revealed a treasure trove.
That survey and others that followed found there was a vast granite dome under the Timor Sea. And when you have a granite dome, you have what the Americans had in Wyoming and Texas. You have gas and oil trapped under the dome. But more importantly, for Australia, which had no sources of helium, we've always had to import our helium from mostly the United States. It's a rare commodity. We realised there was the chance of helium. We confirmed there was helium under that geological dome in the mid-70s, and then we were driven to secure both the petroleum-based products and the helium from under the Timor Sea. What happened in the end was that we gave the helium away to the contractor companies, foreign, almost solely foreign-owned, probably more than $20 billion worth of it has already been secured. We gave that away without the public's knowledge, and that included the Australian public and the Timorese public. So the vast scandal, perhaps one of the biggest corporate scandals in Australian history, is the helium story.
How much has this remained a secret within successive Australian governments and from both sides of politics?
Well, so far as we can determine, not all members of any of the cabinets in both the Conservative coalition and Labor government knew about the helium. And the way it was done was to alter in the fine print the definition of petroleum. Petroleum all over the world, in all exploration language and standard measurement issues, is defined as the hydrocarbons, obviously, oil and gas, and inert gases, inerts. The words and inerts fell out of the definition of petroleum. The poor Timorese, who are battling to feed their population and try and keep their infants alive, didn't spot the missing words, and it was never explained to the Australian Parliament, even though the helium has been worth almost as much, if not more, than the gas. And the helium was given away at the wellhead to the contractor parties. And Australia has lost almost the entire equal value of all the gas revenue it's ever received. Half of that, again, in value, the helium, has not come to Australia. It was given away by the Howard Downer government in those various treaties.
So when you talk about who knew and who didn't know, who were the villains behind the scenes?
I can't talk about that, not for reasons of defamation, but because I'm facing a trial for conspiracy with Witness K, and that involves the issues you're just asking me about. So they've used an anti-terrorist law to try to keep me silent on this issue. My book's been published in the last 10 days, and the book details how it happened, but it can't go into the fine detail because I've received this summons, and so has Witness K.
So Witness K was the person who blew the whistle on the fact that the Australian government was bugging the meeting room where the Timor-Leste people were discussing how they would approach the negotiations to the treaty.
I can't answer that question. I can't talk about those topics, and your listeners should know that. People who want to discuss matters of great importance involving unlawful conduct by governments are silenced.
Why your decision to fight this in public and obviously to face jail and a long time in jail?
Well, it's not a decision I've taken. We've got a coalition government in power. We've had a Labor government in power. They've both been involved in the helium issue, and neither of those mainstream political groups want this matter revealed, and it's going to be revealed. At the end of the day, if we had a active, proactive Australian Federal Police Commissioner, this would be well. This investigation would be well advanced by now. Well advanced. Since when does 20-odd billion go astray?
In terms of the conspiracy charges, was it not your decision to go ahead and fight them?
Of course.
And why? Why did you make that decision?
Because I'm Australian. Because I stand up for right. And because Witness K is my client. Witness K acted on my advice.
So what will be the outcome of throwing this out into the public arena, which will happen later this year when you go to trial?
Well, we've moved closer to Russia and Egypt and countries where people who speak up, in China too. We've moved closer to those powers. We're no longer, if we ever were, a rules-based society.
And that's what you want to get out by fighting this publicly?
Well, of course. There's one expose after another about our lack of a rules-based order in our country. We are living in very, very different times. We're living in a repressive time, and I can't, as a lawyer, as an honest lawyer, abide by this kind of conduct.
Bernard Collaery, he's a lawyer. You'll be seeing a lot more of him as the year progresses. And his book, Oil Under Troubled Waters, released a couple of weeks ago. And we'll put a longer cut of that interview on our website.